Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. While we might not need to be able to be in control of all of our aspects concerning our personal brain health, since genetics are involved, we can certainly choose which foods to eat and which to avoid to help maximize our brain's abilities well into old age, as well as the essential lifestyle practices that support optimum brain health well into our golden years. As holistic health expert Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., writes in one of her latest books, Wired for High-Level Wellness, it's been well established in recent decades that the brain and the gut are related, the gut often being referred to as a second brain or second nervous system. Although it's not the same as the brain in that it doesn't think, it does have over 100 billion neurons and therefore, like the brain, determines our mood. So it's not just our physical health that foods and lifestyle affect, but our mental and emotional health as well. On today's show, Dr. Susan will feature some important holistic living practices to embrace, foods to avoid, and the best foods to include in your diet if you want vibrant wellness and brain vitality well into older age. I'm taking notes on this one in particular as I approach older age. Dr. Susan, welcome to the program.
Why, thank you so much. And, you know, Rick, this is such an important topic. A lot of my senior friends, I hear frequently say things like, oh, I'm having a senior moment because they can't remember something. Or they'll say, of a celebrity maybe, I see the face in my mind, but I can't remember the person's name. And it's not just for seniors. It can be for kids, too. And I'll tell you, Rick, you've known me for centuries. My brain is sharper and stronger now in my senior years than it ever was in my 30s and 40s, and I know what to do at any age to keep your brain strong, your memory enhanced, to keep stress down, to keep your mood positive, and we're going to talk about all that today.
Fortunately, Dr. Susan is going to take all that experience and share it with us on the program today. More, of course, in her book, Wired for High-Level Wellness. We'll give you that information as we go through the conversation today. Let's start with that term brain fog. What are some of the symptoms we might be experiencing with brain fog? How do we know that it is brain fog?
Yeah, and what is brain fog?
What
is it? It's different than the fog you see outside. But in many ways, it's not. But it's also known as brain fatigue, and it can be a mild to severe episode you might have of mental confusion that can strike without any warning. And when this occurs, it's common to experience a lack of focus, poor memory recall, a reduced mental acuity, and more, of course. And if all the underlying causes of the brain fog are not addressed, then the condition can continue to occur to the point that it negatively affects one's professional and personal life. And in all cases, and you know me, I like the holistic health approach, getting to the heart of what causes the brain fog is the key to overcoming this debilitating condition that can sometimes be very embarrassing, especially if you're in, let's say you're a student in class and you're having brain fog and you're taking an exam, or you're giving a big presentation to your board, or you're speaking in front of a group of people, or you're doing a radio show and the words aren't coming out. So some of the things that cause this, and I know we have limited time, but in my book, Wired for High-Level Wellness, it's not all about the brain, but three of the chapters are detailed about brain health, so you never have to worry about losing your mental acuity when you get over in your smartness and your clarity and your focus. And even on the cover of Wired for High-Level Wellness, you can see an outline of a brain. So some of the causes include a toxic body, and in the book you can read about how to detoxify your body in detail with a program and recipes, but also lack of sleep and water. A little bit, 3% dehydration of water in your body, that little bit, Rick, will cause the beginning of brain fog. If you're always under stress and don't manage it well, brain fog. Menopause, brain fog. Diabetes can be a cause. Nutritional deficiencies, side effects of meds. So many of these things, and the foods, like all the junk food, the processed, always eating foods heated. If you have a totally cooked diet, especially junk foods with additives, preservatives, and basically not real food. You know, if you eat a white and beige diet, and I'm not talking about garlic, onions, or cauliflower, but a true diet that's white and beige and not colorful, close to the way nature made the foods, that will contribute to brain fog.
On our program today is Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D. Her website is susansmithjones.com. Topic, claim victory over brain fog and support brain health at any age. Let's get specific now on the foods to add to our diet to prevent and treat brain fog, memory loss, depression, and also to keep our brains strong and healthy well into our older years. And also mention briefly, if you will, foods to eliminate from our diet as well. And again, we will tell people for more detailed reasons why. You'll find those in Dr. Susan's book, Wired for High-Level Wellness. Let's talk about diet. What should we add so that we prevent brain fog?
Yes. Now, before I get into the specific foods you can buy at the grocery store, a lot of people say, I want an easy fix. I don't have a whole lot of time to make, you know, the best meals, not everything you recommend, Susan. Is there a supplement? And you know that I don't sell any supplements. I have nothing to do with any company. So I'm going to mention this. The best brain supplement you can ever get, and you see a lot of them on TV, but the one I've taken for 20 years is called Brain On. One word, Brain On, capital B, capital O. What is it? It's an organic, fresh, aqua botanical that comes from Klamath Lake, probably one of the most beautiful lakes in the USA. It's up in Oregon. And I've taken it for 20 years. It comes in liquid that I take every morning. If I travel, I take the capsules. Studies on this product, I like studies, show that it supports a positive mood, stress management in the body, mental focus, total brain support. It increases mental clarity. It enhances your memory. And it does this by modulating the release of neurotransmitters in the brain. And don't take my word for it. I would say try it for 30 days. Again, and I've taken it for 20 years, I would say just try it and you will wonder how you lived without it. And it's for everyone of all ages. If you go to my website, go to the search bar and put in the search bar Brain On, you can read a few articles about it. You can look at some of the studies that I've included, or better yet, I'm going to give you a telephone number. You can call the company. It's 888, and then it's 800-7070. So it's Pacific time. It's in Oregon. Tell them hi for me. They'll answer any of your health questions, too. This is where I get it myself. I go there, and I have it delivered automatically every 3 months. But I wouldn't be without Brain On. This is how I can write so many books way in my senior years. And you know how old I am. And my brain is stronger and better and clearer and more focused now than in my 30s and 40s. And I know my lifestyle, of course, what I eat, what I don't eat, which is good, but my most important supplement for my brain that I think everyone needs, to at least try for 30 days and you'll be amazed. So the number's 888-800-7070, and it's Pacific time. I think it's 8 to 5. So Brain On is a great supplement. And then let's talk specifically about a few foods that you might already have in your kitchen, maybe a couple herbs you might want to get. Let's start with apple. The Cornell University study, a really big one that came out last year, showed that in, and most people love apples, in this beautiful apple are potent antioxidants. And one of them is like magic. They call it a magic compound. And ever since COVID came around, you hear this word a lot. It's called quercetin, Q-U-E-R-C-E-T-I-N. And that's a compound that, by the way, is especially in the skins. The skins of apples are loaded with quercetin, and it's an antioxidant that really helps the brain. But keep this in mind. Apples are on the dirty list of the environmental government group, where they say that's filled with pesticides, so it's best to get apples organic if you can. If you can't, you wash them well. But remember, make sure to eat the skin, because that's where most of the quercetin is.
Okay.
So that's apple. And then, and you love apples. I know you've told me that before.
Like apples and berries. Are there benefits to the berries?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And I want everyone to be a berry fanatic.
Okay.
I want you to find ways to add berries to your foods that you already eat. You can eat them fresh or frozen. You can put them in smoothies, salads, cereals, desserts. You love to put them in your yogurt. I know that.
Yes.
So blueberries, blackberries, raspberries, boysenberries, cranberries, they all boast phytochemicals. Phyto means plant chemicals, which defend the body against damaging carcinogens and free radicals. But blueberries, if you said, Rick, what of all those berries would be the best for my brain? The blueberry has a nickname of the brain berry, and many studies have found that 1/2 cup a day retards brain aging and can literally reverse a failing memory. So, all right, we might not always be able to get berries year-round fresh, but we can always get them frozen. Or you can buy a lot when they're fresh, freeze them yourself.
Oh, okay, good idea.
You can find them at the grocery store frozen. So remember, if you're going to pick one berry to eat to keep your brain sharp as can be and not have those senior moments or children moments or anything, let's do blueberries. And then, do you know what the longest living species of tree is in the world?
No idea.
Why is Susan asking me this?
Yeah, I'm trying
to
find a connection. I'm trying to find a connection here, and I haven't been able to do so.
I know. But it is Ginkgo biloba. Now, listen, if you're at a really boring party and you want to impress people with how smart you are, you say, "What do you think of Ginkgo biloba?" And then you'll tell them what I'm about to tell you, that ginkgo, so it's the longest living species of tree. That should tell you how good it is for the body, too.
Yes.
Ginkgo improves circulation and blood flow, increases, studies prove, mental clarity, and even clears up headaches. Studies show why? Because it has a unique blend of terpene lactones that enable the extracts of the herb to increase circulation to the brain, in other words, the extremities of the body, Rick, the brain, and the feet, if you have cold feet and hands, this is good, and other parts of the body that, if you get my drift, will get you in the mood.
Interesting. Yes? I'm writing this down.
Yes?
Yes.
Yes. Ginkgo. Everyone's writing down Ginkgo biloba right now. Now, listen, keep this in mind. You can get it in tincture. You can get it in herb tea. You can get it in capsules. Take it any way you want. It's safe, but keep in mind it's an anticoagulant. So like garlic, that's an anticoagulant, it's also good for the brain. The ginkgo should not be taken 7 days prior to surgery. So, and doctors would... good doctors would always talk to you about
that.
Okay. So how about one more food? How about asparagus to strengthen your memory? Now, why is asparagus good? And again, you can get it fresh in season, or you can get it frozen. Rick, one of the key players in better brain function is the B vitamin complex. And specifically in the Bs, it's folate, thiamine, B6, and B12 that a lot of plant-based vegan people are low on. Experts say that low levels of B vitamins can result in, ready, drum roll, poor memory and also Alzheimer's disease. Ooh. And it's well documented that people well nourished in B vitamins perform better on memory tests than those with B deficiencies. Also, according to a new recent study I read late last year, eating enough folate in particular, one of the B vitamins, can significantly reduce the risk of Alzheimer's disease. So asparagus, I mentioned, because it's good for so many other parts of the body, but especially the brain, because it's so rich in B vitamins. So asparagus is good. You don't need to take an asparagus supplement. You want to just add the beautiful asparagus to your diet. Okay, what do chimpanzees and gorillas like to eat?
I'm going to say bananas.
Yes, yes, yes. You've got great brain power. Bananas will absolutely enhance your brain power well into your golden. I coined the term goldenite years, golden. Research has shown that bananas that are rich in potassium and B6 assist learning by making students more alert. And in my private practice, a simple tip I've discovered over the decades of eating one banana daily has done wonders for the mental acuity of many of my older clients between the ages of 50 and the other one. I mean, there were several, but the oldest was 89. Make sure it's ripe, because then you digest it a little bit easier. All right, let's talk about turnips, greens, nuts. They all give you vitamin E, and vitamin E fights free radicals. You and I have talked so many times about free radicals.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the unstable people in South Central L.A. No, the unstable molecules that damage your cells. And this damage has been linked to what? Cancer, heart disease, memory loss, and Alzheimer's. And there was just completed a 10-year study of Chicago residents over the age of 65, and they found that eating vitamin E-rich foods is far more effective than taking a supplement. I love studies like that. So, and there were several, not just one. So focus on getting your vitamin E naturally through the foods you eat. So what would they be, Rick? Maybe greens. Turnip greens are great. Any kind of green. Leafy green salads. Also rich in vitamin E, sunflower seeds, almonds, hazelnuts, pine nuts. There's a theme going here of nuts, but they... Oh, nuts. No. but they have to be unsalted and raw, because you destroy lots of the nutritional value if you heat the heck out of them and they're not raw. But also sweet, raw red peppers, kiwi, and spinach is a good source of vitamin E. Now, what cartoon character, boy, am I testing you today, what cartoon character love to eat spinach?
Well, I can handle that because I had some extra blueberries in my yogurt this noon. So I'm pretty sharp mentally here. My brain is functioning at a very high level. I'm going to go out on a limb and say Popeye.
Yes, Popeye. And what a limb that was. yes. Now, spinach is known. We know this. I think most people know it helps vision, but it also helps memory loss. And the fat-soluble nutrients in spinach, like A, D, and E, keep your thyroid healthy and keep your mind sharp as a tack. And spinach is also a good source of iron. If you don't eat it raw or put it in your smoothies like I do, or juice it, steaming is, you know, if you're going to heat it, it's best to steam the spinach to help preserve the vitamins. And then here's a little hint. If you squeeze a little bit of fresh lemon on the spinach, that little bit of lemon will help you absorb better the iron in the spinach, the acidic of the lemon. I love lemon on everything. I love Meyer lemons, my favorites. I probably, in my daily eating on everything and in everything, I go through about 3 Meyer lemons a day. I love those. When they're on sale, I get tons of them. And then I use bags of them for my dumbbells to lift them as my weight. we've talked before about how to make almond milk, but I love almonds, and I'm going to talk about that now and then a couple more, because they're rich in a mineral, Rick, that many, I'd say 80% of Americans are deficient in this mineral, and it's magnesium. And only 2 ounces of almonds will give you more than 50% of your daily requirement of magnesium. And that's a mineral that's so important for the heart. But almonds are also rich in omega-3 fatty acids. That's a fat that your body can't make. You've got to take it from a food source. It's an unsaturated fat that helps improve memory and mental performance, and also defends against Alzheimer's. So in addition to all of that, almonds are a great source of vitamin E, which is another memory enhancer. And there's no way that I can recommend anybody buy almond milk at the grocery store. First of all, almond milk is really good for you, but it only takes about 90 seconds to make at home. With fresh raw almonds, you soak them overnight, and then they plump up. You drain the water. The next morning, you put a cup of those almonds that have been drained with 4 cups of water. You turn the blender on high for 60 seconds. I add in a couple drops of fresh liquid vanilla extract, and then I put it through a nut milk bag, or you can use a sieve to hold the fiber that you could put in your oatmeal or save for your baking, and then just have the pure white milk. You want raw, fresh milk. You put in I make a half a gallon every 3 days, and it lasts easily for 4 days. And it's so much cheaper than buying it in the store, yes. And they add all this extra crap in it when you buy it in. Oops. Okay, that was okay to say.
Well, it's a medical term. We all understand that.
Yeah, exactly. That's better than the S word. Which I wouldn't do. I'd never do that. So almond, and there's so many recipes, including all different kinds of nut milks in my book, Wired for High Level Wellness, including 3 chapters on brain health and how to heal your brain if you're losing its strength, and how to keep it healthy well into your 90s and older. So let's go through one more. There's a culinary spice that I bet a lot of you have at home. Many people probably have it, and it's years old. And so it's good to get it fresh. I'll get a small amount so that it doesn't go bad, and you put your nose in it, and if you can't smell it anymore in the little jar, right, then it's probably time to throw it out or put it in the garden, get another one. But rosemary, there's an old saying that goes, rosemary is for remembrance. Sage is also good for the brain, too, just like rosemary, but rosemary is full of antioxidants that keep your memory sharp. It's a pungent herb. And so those of you that aren't used to using it, maybe except on Thanksgiving Day, it can enhance sauces. You can liven up breads and muffins. Gosh, rosemary muffins are so good. But I add it to my beans for flavor, but just a tiny bit goes a long way. Start with a little bit when cooking with it. You can always add more, but it's hard to take it out if you add too much. And then, of course, and then one more. I can't forget this one. And it will help banish your senior moments. But by the way, the Brainon will do everything that all these foods do, too. I want you to eat a good diet. I want everyone to eat the best diet they can. But one supplement, Brainon, will really help your brain. And it's something simple to remember every day to take a capsule or take the liquid.
Yes.
But the final little tip on what to eat would be ginseng. It's one of my favorite tips, besides next to Brainon, for keeping forgetfulness at bay, and that is to sip on a little ginseng tea. Ginseng is a whole body tonic, and it helps your body withstand stress. It increases endurance. It prevents colds and the flu, and what are we talking about? It improves mental performance. And you can steep a teaspoon of the herb, unless you get a ginseng tea bag, in one cup of hot water for about 10 minutes, 10, 15 minutes at the most, and drink 1 to 2 cups of this a day. So that's not very expensive. If you get loose leaf tea, it's cheaper than a tea bag. But you can also take it in a tablet or a capsule form. So there, you know, I could go on for hours. You know I could. But those are some of my good brain tips of what to eat and cut out of your diet, like you asked up front, anything made with white sugar, white flour, preservatives, anything that's fried. And you want to eat as much of your diet raw. That means one or two big leafy green salads with vegetables in them every day, a smoothie maybe, fresh juice possibly, a few nuts and seeds. If you have all your food cooked, you lose a lot of the nutritional value.
A lot of great information and, of course, more at Dr. Susan's website, which is SusanSmithJones.com. Of course, more as well on her website, as I mentioned, and her book, Wired for High-Level Wellness. The topic today is claim victory over brain fog and support brain health at any age. Let's talk about exercise, the importance of exercise in particular for brain vitality, and talk a little bit about maybe the best lifestyle practices, those that are essential to strengthen our brain health at any age so we can be sharp as a tack mentally both now and into our golden years.
Yeah, I love that you brought that up, because a lot of people, when they get older, they might feel pleased that they're still eating a decent diet, but they just don't exercise, and it's impossible to be vibrantly healthy without regular exercise. You commit to it, you get some movement in for your body every day. Rick, exercise, and you know, I taught students, staff, and faculty at UCLA how to be healthy and fit for 30 years. Then I retired in 2000 to travel the world to talk to people in person, you know, in my lectures, workshops,
yes,
and all of the work I did. And there's no question, you've got to stay active if you want to have a healthy, especially older life. It keeps your mind strong and healthy well into your golden eye years. Regular exercise, not like once a week or once a month, but daily, assists with weight loss, stress reduction, makes your skin glow, gives you confidence and high self-esteem, makes your spirit soar, and it also keeps your mind alert, focused, and strong. And on my website, I have a webinar. It's free. You can go check it out, called Invest in Yourself with Exercise. And I talk a lot about exercise in a way to get you so motivated that you will not be able to finish the webinar because you want to go get your training clothes on and go out and work out. So that's Invest in Yourself with Exercise. And you just said, what are other activities that will affect brain power? And there are things that some I've mentioned, some I haven't, and I'll just list them because they're all in Wired for High-Level Wellness. But you want to make sure you get regular sleep every night, good regular sleep, 7 to 8 hours. It's impossible to have a fully functioning brain on sleep debt, constant chronic sleep debt. You want to drink plenty of purified water, very important. I would say always include plenty of quality prayer time, reflection time, just slow down, some meditation time. Praying is so important for me. I bookend my day with that first thing in the morning and at night before I go to bed. Also, Rick, get out in nature as much as possible. If you're so busy with work and family, but at least you have a little bit of a backyard, make that backyard lovely so you can go out and, when weather permits, take your shoes and socks off, and in a little area of grass, just walk barefoot. Or if you only have like 3 feet by 3 feet of grass, stand barefoot on the grass, because that's called earthing or grounding, and that's really good for your brain and taking inflammation out of your body, because most people eat a diet that causes major inflammation, which is also a cause of serious brain fog and later brain diseases. Laugh more, and I always say, play with your animals if you have any, and tell your loved ones how much you love them and care about them. Do whatever you can to be as positive as possible, which takes away stress. This will help your brain.
I want to squeeze in one more question here. Board games, other activities to support brain health seem to be quite popular. How beneficial are those, and should we be doing more board games and other activities that make us think to support brain health?
Yes, yes, yes. I love that. Before my summary, I'll say anything, like writing books is like, it's almost like Scrabble every day. You've got to look at and think of the right words, but any board game, you know, especially crossword puzzles and Scrabble that really make you think. Honestly, Rick, if anyone listening can learn, and you only know English now, hopefully you know English if you're listening, but learn a foreign language. Really good. Opens up so many dormant doorways in the brain that are just waiting to be exercised. Exercise is good, but you've got to do these activities that stimulate the brain. And develop a new hobby. Learn a new skill. If you've never played tennis, or what's growing bigger than anything, pickleball.
Yes.
Yeah. So learn a new activity that really stimulates your brain, and that's why a lot of seniors are getting into it and they love it and it makes them feel great. Maybe take up a new hobby. Maybe you take up gardening, or you learn how to ride a bike, or if you've never learned to swim well, maybe take up swimming or anything. All of these new hobbies and activities other than your same daily routine, day in, day out, never switching from it. So many people I know will eat the same foods every day. At least take brain on if you're not going to make many more changes in your life, but whatever you can do to stimulate your brain.
So much information in today's program, and you'll find much more on Dr. Susan's website, susansmithjones.com. As we wrap up, Doctor, please tell us about the book, Wired for High-Level Wellness, which we mentioned during the course of the conversation today, how to get autographed copies from you, and where on your website we should sign up for your upbeat and totally free and popular monthly newsletter, Healthy Living. How do we get all of that, the book and the newsletter?
Yeah, well, it's simple. Just go to my website, my name, SusanSmithJones.com, and that really is my name. I know when I check in at hotels, they think I've made up this name. Sorry. And so right there on the homepage where it says free Healthy Living Newsletters, you click there. It takes about 10 seconds. If you go in the navigation bar to books and you click on Wired for High-Level Wellness, you can read some reviews, and there's a way to get it autographed by me sent to you anywhere in the world, and I include a personal note card that I write for you, handwrite, and a bookmark, or you can just go to Amazon to get Wired for High-Level Wellness. definitely follow me on Twitter, because just once a week I give you something very upbeat and positive to make your day a little bit brighter, make your day so that you feel more enthusiastic and you want to celebrate life more. And I would say, don't forget, try Brain On for a month. You'll thank me forever. And the telephone number for the company in Oregon, E3 Live, it's 888-800-7070. And I'll finish by saying that I get asked all the time, can we really keep our brains sharp well into our older years? And I say, oh, yes, Rick, we can. Because changes that were once labeled milestones for growing older, like high blood pressure, fragile bones, weight gain, and significant memory loss are no longer considered inevitable. Your mind can be as vibrant in your 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and beyond as it was in your 30s. So if you follow some of this advice, you get Brain On. You know, if you really commit to being the best you can be, because, you know, I've told you this so many times, God's given us this miracle of a body that works for us throughout our lives. And one of our gifts back to God is to take best care of this body that we can. So you've got all the info here. Definitely check out Wired for High Level Wellness and the companion book to that. That's the book for the physical body. It's weight loss, it's brain vitality, it's recipes. Then the mental, emotional, spiritual support book, which is selling like hotcakes worldwide, is called Uplifted, 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality. I made them to go together as a set. And so you've got the whole head-to-toe body, mind, and spirit program. And so do something today, everyone, that helps your brain work. Because we're only using about 10% of our brain's capacity. Let's expand our brain vitality.
Great show today. Super information. All of this again on the website in Susan's books, in particular, Wired for High Level Wellness. You'll stay up to date on everything through the monthly newsletter. They're free. You can sign up for that. It takes you about 7-8 seconds. All of that on her website, SusanSmithJones.com. The topic today has been Claim Victory Over Brain Fog and Support Brain Health at Any Age. Dr. Susan, always a pleasure. Excellent topic this month. Looking forward to having you back with us again very soon. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you. I look forward to next month.
Another great topic, I'm sure, in all of our programs, archives you'll find by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Information there on all of the programs. And just go right to the source, SusanSmithJones.com. A link as well on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Stay tuned. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.